touchdowns on the season. He had 114 yards against Imlay City. He is the senior leader back, the most experienced. But they got a couple sophomores, Clark, that I really like, and I think they're going to have nice years this year, but watch for them to grow over the next couple years. Braxton Washey is one of them, and Zach Franzel the other. Both of them have scored 3 times apiece already on the season, and they're looking for more, Clark.
Sandusky hasn't been able to put together the second most potent offense in the Greater Thumb Conference through 2 weeks, all while there has been a sophomore quarterback under center. Matt Carlson takes over for the graduated Ryan Campbell at quarterback and already has 1 passing touchdown under his belt.
And that's very important for Carlson to be able to break up that passing game or a rushing game with a play-action pass. He's definitely capable. He hit Zach Franzel against Imlay City. And I think more to come. They're going to kind of keep it away from him, let him run the offense, handing the ball off. And just when they least expect it, they're going to call his number. That's the question. Will he succeed in those moments? Will he make mistakes? He's a sophomore. You're going to expect the best and the worst. But you got to love the growth. Sophomore quarterback and 2 sophomore running backs. So look for Ubley to expose them. And if those sophomores can step up, look out for Sandusky in the East this year.
Defensively, Sandusky has had some strong showings so far, posting a shutout against Imlay City in week 1 and allowing just 2 touchdowns against Brown City. Together, that puts them in the current standings through 2 weeks as the second best Greater Thumb Conference defense. The only problem is they're going against the #1 defense with the Ubley Bearcats.
And keep in mind, up the middle, their shortstop, second baseman, center fielder, so to speak, on this defense, Franzel, Lee, and Krieger, they had 23 tackles between just the 3 of them last week. So these guys are the ones that are going to be all over the field making the most tackles. Keep an eye out for their names called tonight quite often on defense.
Kickoff of Ubley and Sandusky is in just 12 minutes as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. On Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
For everything to do of hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th at the Imlay City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to an $80 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service also has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to an $80 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football on the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. We hello and greetings to all of our listeners across the great state of Michigan, including Grayling, Michigan. As the crow flies, it's a 21-mile journey by air from Union Street in Ubley to Sandusky's East Pine Tree. By road, it'd be 26.1 miles straight south on M19 and then east on M46. And turn right when you hit one of the most confusing stoplights in the Thumb. In regards to school size, Sandusky has a sizable advantage. There are 300 Redskins on the nose this year, according to the MHSAA, in high school, making them the seventh largest school in the Greater Thumb Conference. Ubley, on the other hand, is the second smallest school in the conference, with 232 Bearcats in high school, a 68 advantage in favor of the home of China Lee. Tonight marks the 36th meeting between Sandusky and Ubley. The Bearcats have taken the last two matchups 26-14 last year and 46-7 in 2016. But from 2013 to 2015, Sandusky won all three games in a row. In the past 10 years, Ubley has won seven and Sandusky just those three games in a row. Since 2008, the average score has been Ubley 26, Sandusky 14. Overall, playing every year since 1983. Ubley leads the overall series with a slight edge, 19 for Ubley, 16 for Sandusky, 4 for Glen Coco. In the world of offensive production, we have limited data to go off of, but we're going to go over and proceed anyway. Through 2 weeks, Sandusky has the second most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, scoring 41 points per game. Ubley is close behind at the 5 spot, averaging 32 points a game, plus 9 for the home of Al DeMott. Defensively, we have two top defenses in the conference tonight. Both teams have a shutout on their resume and have given up just two touchdowns in total apiece. Ubley is allowing 6 points per game on defense. Sandusky, 8 points, plus two for the Great Heights at Ubley Heights. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Pete Rose Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Sandusky, 3.5 points. Today is the 250th day of the year, meaning just 115 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
Yeah. I'm hanging out with Dwight Gasho. We just haven't figured out what we're doing
yet.
Oh,
you and Dwight are hanging out.
Absolutely. Oh. Who else would I rather hang out with?
Well, thanks for the
besides
invite.
Besides you. We're working on a location first.
Okay, all right. Then let me know. All right, we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those across and listening in the Sandusky region. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question, which I don't have a copy of. Hang on, we've got one here somewhere. Okay, this week's trivia question. You ready for this, Dave?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, all right, good. That's a good mindset here. Dave, shut that window for a second here. The band sounds great, but I can't hear myself. Okay, there we go. All right, which, Dave, Sandusky, Michigan, was named by Wildman Mills? He's a large landholder and lumberman back in the day. And the question is, what municipality was established first, Sandusky, Michigan, or Sandusky, Ohio?
Well, I like these 50-50 options here. It improves my odds drastically. So I am going to go with my least favorite state and go with Sandusky, Ohio.
Well, you're correct. Sandusky, Ohio was established in 1816, the Sandusky, Michigan, 1885. And here's where it gets weird. Wildman Mills was actually a former resident of Sandusky, Ohio. And his father was the name who named Sandusky, Ohio. Isaac Mills named Sandusky, Ohio. His son moves up here, says, you know what, this is going to be called Sandusky as well. So, my question to you.
Very creative, huh?
Yeah, I know.